Test 1. Listening. Section 3. Now answer questions 26 to 29.
Right. Let's go back to note-taking and begin with the basics before the lecture has even started. What should you do when you walk into the room?
Get a good seat. At the front, if you can, where you can hear clearly and avoid distractions.
Yes, though obviously others will have had the same idea, so it's as well to get there a bit early. So, when the lecture's underway and you're busy jotting things down, what should you try to ensure?
That you're getting all the main points.
And what if you don't catch something? Something you know must be important?
I'd leave a space. Then I could check it later. Perhaps by asking a question at the end and fill it in afterwards.
That's an excellent way to deal with it, yes. And there's something else I'd like to mention here. Talking about going through notes afterwards, it's absolutely vital that what you write is legible for one very good reason. It saves time. You'll waste many hours during the course if your revision is held up because you can't read what you've written. Okay, what else can we do to make listening and note-taking more efficient?
Well, I always listen out for signpost words.
Sorry, what are they?
They're the ones lecturers use to say where they're going. A bit like a signpost at a road junction, I suppose. Things like, the first reason is, however, to sum up, and so on.
Yes, they can tell you when something important is coming, and help you organize your notes, too.